You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
Hi, I'm John DiMaggio, and I am the Chief Security Strategist at Analyst One. I was dead set. I was either going to be an actor or a lawyer. Very different paths. But that was what I had decided I wanted to do from a very young age. I changed over the years when I saw how much school it would take to be a lawyer. And, acting just never was something I ended up pursuing. But I thought for sure I was going to be one of those two things, a movie star or a great argumentative lawyer. I was so curious about computers and technology from a very young age, and I literally taught myself how to build computers and, learned every aspect of it that I could, and I just got a passion for technology. I have a bachelor's degree today, but I have never been a big fan of school. I have a learning disability, and it's always been a struggle for me. So I didn't go to college, but what I did do is, the bubble had just popped, the technology bubble. It was like 2001, 2002. And because a lot of companies are going out of business, and I was able to buy routers and switches and servers for, pennies on the dollar. And I set up this, I had this one bedroom apartment, and it looked like the Batcave when I was done with it. I had a rack with all these Cisco devices in it, and I would spend every day at lunch, every night, my weekends. All I would do is study, read, and practice hands-on on these things. And I did that for about 2 years. And I went and passed the CCNA exam, the Cisco Certified Network Associate. And then a few weeks later after that, I got in a Microsoft System Administrator certification. And you'd think that was where the story led to me getting a job, but it wasn't. It still took me another 2 years because there were so many experienced people out of work. And eventually, I got hired at General Dynamics. I did that sort of networking and system administrator role for a number of years. Fast forward to 2007, I had a program manager who left, and he went to work for the U.S. Army's Information Command. And he was managing a group of signals intelligence analysts. And he was like, I know you've never done this, but, we're creating sort of a new role. We need analysts who can do intelligence reporting and have a technical background. And he's like, I already know you're good with talking to customers. I think we can teach you the writing, and I think that we can teach you the intelligence part. So would you be interested? And, I said, yeah, that sounds awesome. And so I went from, engineering and doing administrative work to literally learning how to chase bad guys. And I can't talk about some of the exact things that I did there, but what I can say is that once I had that job, that is where I really fell in love with what I do for a living now. I stayed with government and I did that for many years. It wasn't until 2014 that I actually decided to get out. Now, the scary part, you know, when you leave the government, you have all these really cool resources and tools on the government. What I found, though, once you took those away, it forced me to be a better analyst. I tried to leave the government twice. So the first time I left the government, I went to a private sector organization, and it was a coveted team of analysts. And getting this job, I was so excited. And what I found was when I got there, I wasn't as fast and efficient as some of my peers were. And, you know, I really like doing things where I'm creating fake personas, you know, enumerating the infrastructure and figuring things out on my own in different creative ways. So I was not enjoying the way that they had me doing my job. And what ended up happening was, unfortunately, it ended up leading to me being let go and given severance and being shown the door. And I eventually then ended up at Symantec, where, you know, that really set my career on fire working with those guys. And really, in my mind, I proved everything that I needed to prove based on that situation. But, you know, there's two paths when you have that happen. You can either let it defeat you or you come back swinging. And that's the route that I took. And that's the route that anybody who believes in themselves when they face a situation like that, you know, that's really what you have to do. I don't blame the company either. Like, there's certain jobs that just aren't right for certain people. And I'm very creative and I like to do things a certain way. And I need that freedom to do it. I love what I do. So, you know, I really wanted to continue this path. So looking at feeling that my self-worth wasn't there and that I wasn't as good as this job as I thought that I was, I realized, you know what, I can't sit here in self-pity. I really believe in myself and in my capability. And it was like fuel to fire. I mean, gas to fire. It just ignited something in me. And I wouldn't be where I am today if that hadn't happened. I mean, I came back twice as hard, you know, researching, reading, learning new skills on top of my job, you know, doing like blogs outside of work, because I just lived and breathed this. And I wanted to be the best analyst in the world. That's never going to happen where you're the best analyst in the world. But you know what? I'm a damn good one today. And I love that I can say that. And I love what I do. While that was the worst day in my career, it was also the best day in my career because it set the path to where I am today. Self-inspiration and motivation can go just as far as having a degree and no experience. Meaning, if you want something and you go after it, and you have the discipline to teach yourself and read and learn new tools and resources and ways to do things, you can do things, especially with the resources today, like LinkedIn, where you can, you know, create posts and you can submit to groups and you can network without having to already be in a career field, and just put yourself out there. You know, don't worry about if you get something wrong and you look like a fool. If you don't have money for college, if you can't go to college, if you don't have the experience or whatever, don't let that stop you. Go find ways to put yourself out there, get involved, go to the different groups, post stuff, write things, talk to people, communicate, go to conferences, meet people, and you'll end up getting there.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.